Hi friends, this is Candace from mercyisnew.com, and I just wanted to thank you for stopping by my new series this month, 31 Days of Praying the Scriptures for Your Family. What a blessing you are giving to your family by praying for them, the very Word of God. I just wanted to take a minute to introduce this series, and then I would just like to pray over you. Since this series is about prayer, I thought I would just take a few minutes and pray over each one of you that is committing to pray for your family this month. And so, first of all, I just wanted you to know this isn't going to be a hugely in-depth series. This series is going to be a simple scripture and a prayer posted every day through the month of October. And my goal with this series was just to get us praying and get us into God's Word. And so I hope that this will encourage you to do that. So today I just want to take a minute to pray over you all and thank you again for joining me. And I hope it's a blessing to you and your family. Lord Jesus, I just come before you today and I thank you for each person that has stopped this way and committed to taking a few minutes of praying the scriptures over their family this month. And Lord, I just know you're going to do amazing things. You hear our prayers. You answer our prayers. You are faithful, Lord God. And we place our trust in you, God. And I just thank you for the gift of your word. And I thank you that we can take the very words that you've given us and we can pray them and repeat them and meditate on them and study them. And Lord, I just want to pray from Psalm 119 today. Your word is so very precious to us and we're so grateful. So you tell us in your word, God, how we can remain pure, and that is by living according to your word. With our whole heart, Lord, we seek you. Let us not wander from your commandments. Your word, God, have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. And God, I just pray that over our families, that our homes would be filled with your word, that we would speak it aloud, we would sing it, we would pray it, that your word would be alive in each of our homes, God, and that would keep us from sin and draw us closer to your heart. Lord, we ask you to open our eyes that we would see wondrous things from your word. Revive us according to your word. Teach us your statutes. Make us understand the way of your precepts. We will meditate on your wonderful works, Lord. Strengthen me according to your word. Teach us, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and we will keep them to the end. Give us understanding, and we will keep your law. Indeed, I will observe it with my whole heart. Incline our hearts to your testimonies, God. Turn our eyes away from looking at worthless things and revive us, Father. We will delight ourselves in your commands. Let your tender mercies come to us, Father, that we may live, for your law is our delight. Oh, how I love your word, Father. It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser. And God, finally, you are my hiding place. You are my shield. Today we proclaim that our hope is in you, God. Our hope is in your word, and we thank you for the gift you've given us in your son, Jesus. It is in his name that we pray these things. Amen.